This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome into this podcast, and we were joined once again by guitarist Kel for another look at a classic band, and my goodness, so many hits for the Four Seasons together with that great voice of Frankie Valli made it one of our favourite moments on radio, let me tell you. I know you're going to love this podcast, you're going to be dancing all night long, let me tell you. Do enjoy it, and don't forget to join me on the night shift each and every weeknight, 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Welcome back into the show, and as ever, we have each and every week Kel joining us on the show, guitar player Kel, who can sing almost as high as the band that we're going to be talking about this week. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Apparently you've had a lot of fun this week researching this group, yeah? There's stuff that you didn't know, and there's not much that you don't know.
Well, this is one of the many pleasures of being invited on To-Do List. It allows me to have a deep dive, and with this particular band, it's not one that I know a massive amount about, to be honest. It's kind of anything before 1970 is kind of new for me. So doing a deep dive is just fascinating because it gives me a real history of kind of where music come from. A lot more on these iconic songs, which we'll all know pretty much everything that's been played. And then the story of the band, some of the songwriting is just incredible. So it's been an absolutely wonderful week doing a deep dive.
I mean, as you say, I'm sure our listeners will know every single song that we play from this band. They are the Four Seasons, of course. They've had a musical on Broadway. It's been here in the UAE in London called The Jersey Boys, which is absolutely brilliant, let me tell you. And all based on these huge, huge songs of the band. So how did they get together in the first place, these lads?
Yeah, well, it's an original, interesting story. So sort of back in 1954, Frankie Valli started a variety trio, which became the Varitones. So he was kind of on the circuit. Yeah. And then in 1958, he kind of started working with a producer called Bob Crowe, who later on produced all of the stuff for the Four Seasons, became very, very pivotal. Now, he booked a show in Baltimore at a place called the Four Seasons, which was a bowling alley. Now, on that bill was another band called the Royal Teens, who had a hit called Short Shorts. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got shorts. Yeah. Which was written by a 15-year-old Bob Grado. Now, at that bowling alley was a gentleman called Joe Pesci.
So, the actor,
okay, who apparently is a really good guitar player. And he introduced them to Frankie Valli. And from there, that's when they changed, and then they became the Four Seasons.
What a story, eh? What a story. And, of course, the first ever big hit was this tune. So that was the first big hit. In fact, it won a Grammy Award for Best R&B Blues Recording back in 1963. Sherry, there's a great story with this song.
Yeah, there is. Apparently, it was written in 15 minutes by Bob Grado, who had a spare 15 minutes in his parents' house before he was due to go to rehearsal. So he took it in, and Frankie Valli loved it, but the rest of the band didn't. So it kind of nearly didn't make it. So he got on the phone to the producer, Bob Crowe, got them all four of them to sing it, and he turned around and said, if you do not change that, that's the number one record. You must do this. It produced, it came out, and it was their first number one hit.
And it started originally as Jackie Baby.
Yeah, that was
changed
the original.
Changed to Terry Baby.
No Kelly Baby, though.
And eventually we got to Sherry. Now, in the very same year, they had another big one as well with Big Girls Don't Cry.
Big girls don't cry. Big
So that was the same year, 1962, and the second number one hit.
Yeah, and there was a lot of pressure to follow it up, so it's very similar to Sherry, but there's a wonderful story behind the inspiration on this. Mm. This was taken, the inspiration came from a 1955 Western called Tennessee Partner, which starred Ronald Reagan, amongst others, and a lady called Rhonda Fleming. And there's a scene within the movie where they have a little bit of an altercation, and Ronald Reagan's character goes, "Well, what do you think about that?" And apparently she composes herself and says, "Well, big girls don't cry."
Really?
And he took that line, and that's what inspired this song.
Right. I mean, just listening to those vocals there of Frankie Valli, I mean, just so high. And, you know, there's no voice treatment. There was no, auto-tune or anything or like that. I mean, incredible vocals, aren't they?
I think there's some female artists that wish they could have his range. It was, unbelievably high. But what's kind of not mentioned as much is the supporting vocals, which I think is really important to give it balance. Because I think on its own, because it's so high, you need those lower vocals underneath. And it's like that kind of street corner harmony. Mm. And it just works perfectly.
Which is how they started, wasn't it? It was singing on street corners, close harmony stuff.
Yeah.
The next hits. Yeah, the third consecutive number one with that tune. Not only singing high, of course, but as you said, wonderful harmonies in all of the early stuff. And the sound kind of evolves when they get through the 70s
and
through
much.
To the 80s. It changes very much. But this is a total reflection of the early 60s years.
Very much, very much. And it's got that kind of that tone, that sort of reverby kind of almost wall of sound stuff, which Phil Spector kind of made very, very famous. It's very much of its time, but I think it's those close harmonies that kind of really made them stand out. But it resonates. These songs are still today, still hit people as hard as they did kind of back then.
I'll tell you what, you go and see the Jersey Boys musical, and I was lucky enough to see it on Broadway in New York, which is the place to see it, really, if you possibly can. And the audience just up in their seats from the get-go, you know, every single song they know, they're dancing to. And you can imagine in New York, just the top band, top session guys playing behind fabulous singers, fabulous young guys, you know, looking like they're early 20s and really singing as high as Frankie Valli. And apparently Frankie Valli went along to the show in New York and really gave them the thumbs up and said, you know, doing a great job, guys. Yeah. And I was just watching a video of Frankie Valli this afternoon. He's still touring. He's in his 80s, but still getting up there and still sounding great, sounding fantastic. Fantastic. He's very, a bit frail, you know, he's walking around the stage, he's not diving and jumping around, but he's still got it, there's no two ways about it. We're going to come back, and from that 60s sound, we're going to evolve into the 1970s, as once again, on Kel's Classic, we take a look at the Four Seasons.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, so many hit songs from the Four Seasons, together with that incredible voice of Frankie Valli. I think you've got a few stats to share with us right now, Kel.
Yeah, and some quite big numbers as well. So total album sales globally in excess of 100 million. 40 top 40 singles, 19 top 10, 8 number ones, 21 albums. And Jersey Boys, these numbers are absolutely crazy. It's the 13th longest running show on Broadway, running for 11 years, 4,642 performances, seen by over 30 million people, and allegedly grossed over $2 billion.
Wow, incredible. And there's so many different iterations of that show travelling around the world.
Yeah.
As I said, it's been here to the UAE as well. Now, heading into the 70s, and this next song was released back in 1975, but was all about December 1963.
Well, originally, it was very, very nearly about December 1933.
Was it really?
Yeah, so again, it's another song by Bob Grado, and he had that piano hook and he had it kind of knocking around, and he said it just wouldn't leave me alone. And they'd kind of finished up everything that they had for that particular album. So he had that music, and he also had lyrics, which by his own admission were pretty shocking.
Okay, not his usual standard.
No, and it was set in 1933, and it used words like flappers flippling on the floor, and the band kind of went, look, we like the song, but these lyrics are absolutely horrific. But then his girlfriend at the time, Judy Parker, who went on to write a lot of his stuff, went home that night, wrote the lyrics, because he said, okay, let's not do the song, forget it, we've got enough. She rewrote the lyrics, they brought it in the next day. The band said, the lyrics are great, we've got to do it, and it became one of their signature hits.
Oh yeah, Oh What a Night, December 63. Thanks, Dev, for your message. Oh, what a song, top drawer. You can say that again. And of course, it was the drummer who sang lead vocals on the opening bars. Frankie Valli comes in a little bit later on that tune.
Yeah, that's right. They felt, again, this is Bob Gerardo again, he kind of felt that his tone suited it better. His first song, actually, that didn't feature Frankie Valli on the lead vocal, but it's wonderful when it comes in, because it gives another little kind of edge to it, another little lift, and his voice perfectly suits it. He's got that kind of lower, certainly lower than Frankie Valli. Yeah. But they're all in there. And the bass line, I think, is absolutely amazing because it comes in halfway through the verse, which is unusual. And again, and the bass player, Don Ciccone, he sings the lead on the third. So they all get a bit of lead on it, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that sings higher than Frankie Valli.
Not even Whitney.
At the moment. Yeah, oh, what a night. We are looking at the music of the Four Seasons. And if you do ever get a chance to go along and see the production of the Jersey Boys, wherever it might be, it's absolutely amazing, let me tell you. You won't be sat down for very long. You'll be up dancing with all these amazing tunes. And we got another one. We're going to just step back again, back to the 1960s, with Working My Way Back to You.
Yeah, so this actually was, I think, probably the most famous version of this was in the 70s, which was a cover by The Spinners, who did this, and it was also linked with Forgive Me Girl, which was the number one in the UK. But the original was back in 1966, which was written by Sandy Linzer and Denny Rendell, which, interestingly enough, when it came out, it was also knocked off, what was it, Lady Marmalade. It was knocked off.
Okay.
By Lady Marmalade, which they wrote as well.
All right. We'll take any. We're getting all the royalties coming in. We'll take
exactly,
any of those.
Exactly. But I think this really kind of emphasises the kind of soul R&B songwriting of the Four Seasons, which I think is very known for that 60s sound. Mm. But when The Spinners done a version, and Boyzone did a version in the 90s as well.
Did they really?
It really kind of showed off their R&B kind of songwriting credentials. And great, great song.
Working My Way Back to You. It's been recorded by many a band, and there is the Four Seasons version. Thank you, Finn. Glad you're enjoying our selection tonight with Kel's Classic and the Four Seasons. Now, if there's any Four Seasons song that I would pick as my favourite, it's this next one coming up. I absolutely adore this tune. 1967, it was a hit. Can't Take My Eyes Off You, initially a solo single by the one and only Frankie Valli. And also Andy Williams had a pop at this one as well.
Yeah, there's a nice story behind this, because this was Frankie Valli's solo, which was written by Bob Grado again, and Bob Crew producing it. And the story behind it is they knew that writing all of the high stuff for Frankie, whilst he could do it, they kind of recognised that he's got a slightly lower voice, and also he's got a kind of portion for a bit of jazz.
Yeah.
So they kind of went, well, look, let's just write a solo album for him that's kind of a little bit in a different range. The record company originally wasn't keen on it because it's like, well, no, it's going to take distraction away.
We've got our formula. Don't change it.
Yeah, exactly. And they went, no, trust me, this will work. And wonderful, beautiful song, and became, of course, one of his signature solo songs.
Brilliant stuff. Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're
just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Yeah, totally showing off his range, and it's a big range. Frankie, well, he's such a small guy as well, isn't he? Tiny little guy.
And, 2 foot 6, apparently.
Yeah, and a, you know, huge voice there. And, I mean, looking at people who've covered that, Barry Manilow's had a go at it, so it's got must be a great song. Engelbert Humperdinck, Shirley Bassey and Gloria Gaynor all sung that tune, and apparently was adopted by the Welsh football team. What?
Yeah, this is very, very, very random. But, 1993, the BBC did a promotional campaign for their World Cup game against Romania, because the previous song wasn't all that good. That all of a sudden got adopted, so now that's kind of been one of the football chants that they sing.
Yeah, thanks, Finn, for your message. My mum and I loved the Andy Williams version of this tune. Yeah, it is a tremendous version as well, Finn. There's no two ways about it. But once again, Frankie Valli, we're going to come back with more as they kind of march on, and maybe a Frankie Valli solo tune as well on the way.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
I think we're just going to step back a little bit to the 1960s.
Yeah, and again, another absolute classic. This is one that just automatically gets you up dancing in the aisles. Now, I can imagine seeing this actually at Jersey Boys would be incredible. And this was in 1965, charted 3 in the UK, 3 in the US, 4 in the UK. Again, produced by Bob Crewe with Sandy Linzer and Denny Randall. And it's just got that. I think this is very, very signature Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Wonderful, wonderful track. Let's hang on.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Well, one thing for sure, Kel, when you're doing a look at the four seasons, you've no shortage of tunes, have you? You know, everyone's a winner. You can't go wrong with these. Let's hang on. So that's 1960s. We're going to come back to the 1970s again. And a tune that was actually the lead song from the album Who Loves You?
Yeah, so this is Silver Star. And it was also the follow-up to Oh What a Night, which is, there's a fair amount of pressure to follow up such a big hit. Gary Pulsey, the drummer, taking lead vocal on this. I think at the time, Frankie Valli was also having a little bit of problems with his hearing, so I think they let more on the other members of the band. And also, This shows a development in that sound that they had, which was more aligned with the 70s.
Yeah.
And a great bouncy song, Silver Star.
Silver Star, 1975. Number two in the US, number five in the UK. I remember buying this album and playing it and playing it and playing it a lot, especially this song, Silver Star, as we look at the music of the Four Seasons. Interesting, that slow movement in that song from what was a very driving guitar. The rhythm guitar, he certainly earned his cash on that. Really driving guitar on Silver Star.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, the guitarist Tommy DeVito kind of remind me a bit of Pinball Wizard. But again, thinking of the time, listening to The Change, it's like kind of almost like a bit Elton Johnny as well.
Yeah.
And I think around about that time, you had a lot of the concept albums as well. So it showed a real maturity within their songwriting, the different things. But yeah, the beginning part of it, that rhythm guitar is a real proper workout for the right hand.
It is, isn't it? Now, we're going to wrap up with a solo hit from Frankie Valli. And I think, you know, this is... certainly it was in the 1970s, your first love, and this is the song that goes with that feeling of your first love.
Yeah, I'm still waiting, so I'll listen to this and see when it happens.
This was 1974. Single was Frankie Valli's first solo number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Remained there for a week. It was Lady Marmalade that knocked it off, I think.
Yeah, that's right, which was written by the same people. So that was kind of the interesting... I mean, they had a good couple of weeks then, because whatever was number one they wrote. So, Babette is, so what a beautiful, beautiful ballad, and showcases his voice beautifully.
Yeah, my eyes adored you.
My eyes adored you. Though I never laid a hand on you, my eyes adored you. Like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close and yet so far. Carried your books from school. Six, when we came to be walking home every day over Barnacot Bridge and Bay till we grew into me and you who went our separate way. My eyes adored you. Oh, I never laid a hand on. See how I adored you. So close and yet so far. Headed for city lights, climb the ladder up to fortune and fame. I worked my fingers to the bone, made myself a name. Funny, I seem to find that no matter unwind, still I reminisce about the girl I miss and the love I left behind.
Oh, that is gorgeous. Finn, thanks for your message. What a song. I couldn't agree more. And also, Dev, Kellis certainly hits the button tonight, the Zenith button tonight. Thank you for that great music, Dev. Yeah, just tremendous stuff. Tremendous. Yeah. Especially that ballad. I adore that.
It's the overall quality of all of it, and I think the change in genre, they're genre-defining songs. I think that's the thing. They really, really define the era absolutely perfectly, which shows the absolute quality of the songwriting, the quality of the vocals. What an absolute joy it's been to do a deep dive on this, guys.
Yeah, it has. And do take a look on YouTube at Frankie, still doing it. And you can see he's got the young guys behind him who are hitting, you know, a lot of the big notes. But they're so in awe of having Frankie Valli in front of them on stage singing these amazing songs. It's well worth a look, let me tell you. Once again, our special look with guitarist Kel at the Four Seasons.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.